Joining me now is Conor Sweeney. Conor, massive congrats. It's a reward, I suppose, for all your hard work and effort over the years.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks a million. Yeah, it is great. It is great news this morning. I must say, it really tops off a good year. So delighted now with the news, to be fair.
Yeah, and like this year, to get an All-Star, I suppose it's particularly special to be the captain, to win the Munster final. And like the effort that goes into you getting that All-Star, I suppose, is something that you realise that the backroom team, everybody pushes for the individual to get such an honour.
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose it's probably the pinnacle of any individual award, you know, to get an All-Star. So I suppose I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it, you know. So, but to get it this year of all years is probably extra special, you know, with the year we've had. So, I'm probably stuck for a few words this morning, but it's incredible, you know. It's probably, like I said, the pinnacle of every individual player's thoughts and dreams and stuff. So delighted to have gotten the nod now this morning, yeah.
Yeah, so 7 points against Cork in the Munster final. You had that kick against Limerick that snatched a result from the jaws of defeat that time, and like so many things had to come together for you to win that Munster final last year. It is unbelievable, and the jerseys and everything that goes with it, the symmetry with 100 years even.
Yeah, and like there's even games that probably people, you know, don't even think of when they associate last year with us. Like, you know, we 2D games to win there, which is crucial to kind of the future Tipperary football that was beating Offaly at home and then going up to Leitrim and up to Carrick and Shannon and beating them. Like, those two games were fiercely important to, you know, to us at the time and to Tipperary football going forward. So to get those two wins kind of was fantastic first and foremost. And, you know, they gave us a bit of momentum and a bit of confidence going into the championship. And we kind of steamrolled from there, you know. But yeah, listen, obviously the win over Cork is the one that stood out, like rightly so. But you know, I mean, 85 years was a long time, and the captain decided to a Munster title was just incredible, you know. And everything that went with it then as well, like obviously it was a very important year from GA's perspective and from Tipperary people's perspective as well. So yeah, it all added up, and it was just very emotional year, a fantastic year overall now, to be fair.
Yeah, you're teaching in the Abbey School under John Kiley. He had so much success last year, you know. Have you found him to be an influence, and how is it like given in your work life there as a teacher in the Abbey?
Yeah, sure. Listen, John is A1. He's sound out, you know. What you see is what you get, and I'm just off the phone to him there actually before I rang you. No, he's a top man. Like, we don't really, like, we kind of, we'd have the odd conversation, all right, it's just a casual conversation, we'd be hopping a couple of things off each other, but we kind of do our own thing, you know. I think we're two of us are long enough in the tooth now to know we don't need to be kind of, I won't say annoying, but like, you don't need to be talking about GA the whole time. Sometimes it's just nice to talk about other things when you're so involved in GA, like myself and John are. But yeah, no, he's a top man, and he's very supportive of me there in school, and the rest of the staff are totally supportive of me as well, you know, in lots of ways. So I'm very lucky with the school I'm in now, to be fair, as well, you know. It's great.
And I know you've been working so hard for that all the years. I mean, the nights and the effort that goes in there in training with Charlie McGeever, you know, for years even before, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, sure. Listen, like, these things don't happen overnight, Stephen. That's probably the bottom line, you know. Like, sure, it's kind of similar enough to like the Munster title. Like, you know, these things just don't happen. You have to work at them, and sometimes you might think they might never happen, but you just have to keep believing and keep working at it, and eventually, you know, things will turn your way, and they have. And it kind of just so happens that they've all happened for me this year, which is fantastic, you know. And I just need to drive on now and keep the head down and keep working hard and try and, you know, improve even more if I can at all, because, you know, we can all keep improving. So that's what I'd be looking forward now. I'd be looking forward, you know, and not back. And enjoying it as well is very important. I think you really need to enjoy what you're doing as well, which I have done, especially in 2020. It's been really enjoyable since we went back after lockdown. I think that has a lot to do with it, you know. So, I think, you know, the coaching staff and the management and the players can, you know, take a lot from that as well. Like, it's just we've created a good environment there now, a happy environment, and people want to play football for Tipperary, which is the most important thing from it all, you know. And hopefully we can drive it on now going forward.
Brilliant. And how do you collect the award, or have they told you, have they been in contact from Dublin yet?
No, I haven't heard of it, pile from anyone. I wouldn't dare there'd be any award collecting. As of now, I'd say it'll be probably just put in the post. Maybe that's only my opinion. I don't know what's going to happen, Stephen. To be honest, I'm just waiting to hear more. But yeah, we'll see how things play out. I'm going to enjoy it anyway, whatever way it happens.
Great stuff. Good post to be looking forward to. Listen, Connor, congratulations again from all in Tip FM, and well done.
Lovely. Thanks, Stephen.